Toward the city centre, there were still lights and flickering glows, signs of activity. Irania's metacosm was a garden with a fountain and a stream and a wooden bridge and a bird table and willow trees. Only the garden was overgrown. The willows were half strangled by masses of thorns, the fountain was dried up and cracked, and the stream stank of decay. It was raining, and from behind the tangled bushes came the sound of crying. Thorold had not succumbed, not completely. Under an icy grey sky, he was hauling a cart of stones up a bare mountain track. The last was Arcades. Talavera had already infected him with the hegemony nanodust, so Julia didn't know what to expect when she saw a vast foggy plain and the outlines of a solitary mountain. As she drew nearer, the fog thinned, and she saw that an immense seated figure had been formed from the mountainside. It was headless.
"I've seen enough."
Again, the data flow, its torrid brightness, its furious density. She considered the ship's Tiernet connection, a cluster of data channels whose multiplexity made perfect security a near impossibility. Which is why Talavera wanted the enhanced. Their wetware was harder to infiltrate via the Tiernet, and they were easier to coerce than an AI. Easy victims. Weak. Friendless. Talavera's words came back to her.
"Do you have someone like that? Someone who'll reach down and save you and protect you? We both know what the answer is."
"Can you make a copy of my mind state?" she said. "Then open a channel to the Tiernet and upstream it."
"A close fractal-based approximation can be created. The virtuality monitors have discovered the anomalous imbalance in your brain. There is no time to create the copy, then upstream it, but there is time to fractalize and upstream it in continual real-time transfer."
She hesitated, but only for a moment.
"That will suffice."
"The fractalization process may cause irreparable neural damage. It will certainly mean the end of your self-aware existence."
"If I am cogent and aware when the nanodust shifts into its second phase, I will experience suffering and self-death anyway. I've seen what it does. Please proceed with the scan."
"It is commencing. You will soon experience a scale back in the visual and auditory senses. Also, old memories may appear for a short time."
The furious brightness of the data flow grew pale, then blurred into haze, and she imagined that she could hear a sound like the roar of a waterfall fading away. As it quietened, it turned into something else, a crackling sound, interspersed with pops and clicks. She saw a blob of light, a wavering yellowness, which resolved out of the blur to become a bonfire on a beach by night. Ash specks and gleaming motes flew up on the swirling heat. Branches glowed red at the heart of the flames, bark curled and crisped, and smoke flowed off the outer kindling in pale, rising rivulets. Then it was as if the fire was within her. A wave of strange sensations surged. Some memories, ideas, words, her name even, burst forth, then melted away.